off of a high screen, takes it to the hoop, plays it up off the glass and through, and she'll launch from three-point range and buries it.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
And Morehead State has pulled off the upset. After playing five of their last seven games on the road, the Morehead State women's and men's basketball teams are back in the friendly confines of Johnson Arena this evening for an Ohio Valley Conference twin bill with SIU Edwardsville. Hi, Eagle fans. This is Tom Lewis along with my partner and pal, Wes Holland. MSU's women are hoping to build on the shot of momentum they got from an impressive 65-53 victory at Tennessee Tech on Saturday. That win avenged a loss to the Golden Eagles earlier this season, and more importantly, halted a three-game MSU losing skid. Today, Coach Kayla Petrie's crew will try to complete a season sweep of SIUE. Cougars are 0-11 on the road. They've limped to a 4-19 season worksheet and have only won one of their 10 OVC games. But that lone road triumph was, that lone conference triumph was over Little Rock, who's currently tied for second in the league standings. So the Eagles cannot afford to overlook today's adversary. Stick around. We'll talk with Eagle coach Kayla Petrie after this break on the Eagle Sports Network.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. Getting set for another OVC women's men's basketball doubleheader. It's the blueout night as Morehead State hosts SIU Edwardsville, joined now by MSU women's coach Kayla Petrie. Kayla, what a difference a game can make in terms of momentum. Huge win at Tennessee Tech as you're riding the crest of that coming into this one.
What a great place to be. I mean, we acted like it was the end of the world. Like, I mean, when I talked to people, it was like we were never going to win another game. And then and that was after the Tennessee State loss, yeah. Which it's turning out was not nearly as bad a loss as people would think it was.
They were
in ninth place, and they have wins over first, second, and third place.
Yeah.
So they're definitely a good ball club, but huge win for us at Tech. You know, like we talked about after the game, so much respect for Tech and what they do. They're the exact same team they were last year, minus one player, and it's an NCAA tournament team. And so that goes to show the strength of the OVC and how it's improved and just the depth of it. But big win for us, and like we're going to stay consistent with what we've talked about, that 18-round fight. We're just going to keep it moving, and we're going to try to win tonight, but no easy tasks, no off nights at all. You know, we didn't just run away with it at their place. They're a little bit, we've kind of switched a little bit. You know, we went back and forth throughout the course of the year. We play a big lineup, a small lineup. You know, we had kind of been rolling with that smaller lineup, and then made the adjustment the last couple of games to go a little bit bigger. And Michaela Hall has just been unbelievable for us on defense, and it's allowed us not to have to send as much double teams and things to stop people on the block. And Blessing is athletic enough, she can get out and kind of guard somebody on the perimeter. Well, tonight, they're a true four out, maybe four and a half out. They, you know, their post kid will duck in on transition, but it'll be a little bit different look, but we're going to stick with what we've been doing. We're going to go with Michaela, Blessing, Haley, and V, and Kate.
Okay.
So that might be a little bit different matchups for us, but believe in what our kids do. And Blessing's a great defender, and her length, she can get out and guard on the perimeter. Her athleticism might give them a little bit of trouble, but I think it's better for us. And so maybe the change in the mindset of make people match up to us rather we match up to them.
Yeah.
So
you mentioned at their place you didn't exactly run away with it. It was a double-digit victory, but you didn't shoot the ball particularly well on the offensive end, but defensively you really stepped up. Is that going to be the key again tonight?
I think just competing relentlessly hard is a key for us no matter who we play. And then if we will defend, and then if we will get out and run in transition. If you remember the possession battle, I'm big on that extra possession. At their place, I don't remember the exact breakdown, but you combine our offensive rebounds and their turnovers, and then vice versa. It was 40 extra possessions for us and 24 for them. But the first 10 possessions, we didn't score, I don't think. The first 10 attempts, we didn't score. So we might have had a couple of possessions with two or three rebounds, but it was a slow start for us. But I think we're definitely trending upward and moving the direction that we need. We talked yesterday about the eight rounds left, and you know, we have to take care of business at home. We'd like to always split the weekends, but we think that these two this weekend are must wins, and then the last two are must wins, and then we have to just figure out how to get through that 7-day stretch. So our little philosophy's changed a little bit, but definitely a sense of urgency to win tonight.
All right. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Coach Kayla Petrie, back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Back at Johnson Arena on the campus of Morehead State University. Eagles getting set to take on the Cougars of SIU Edwardsville in the women's half of tonight's women's men's twin bill. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for this game. We'll start with the visiting Cougars. They're 4-19 on the year. They've won only one of their 10 OVC games, and they're 0-11 on the road. They fell hard to Tennessee Martin 75-46 in their last outing this past Saturday. Starting lineup looks like this. Three guards and two forwards. One of the guards, Ava Stoller, a 5'6 freshman from St. Petersburg, Florida, averaging 9 points, 5.5 rebounds, and 3.2 assists a game. Macy Sylvie, the two guard, a 5'10 sophomore from Glen Carbon, Illinois, at 10 points and 5 boards a game. And the third guard is Sophie Lois, a 5'8 junior from Springfield, Illinois, averaging 11 markers and 3 rebounds a game. The forwards are Hallie Smith and Brianna Wooldridge. Smith, a 6-foot junior from Bell, Missouri, transfer from SEMO, averaging 7.7 points and 4.3 caroms an outing. And Wooldridge, a 6'1 sophomore from Elgin, Illinois, by way of IUPUI, 4.5 points, 3.5 boards a game. Samantha Quigley Smith is in her third season at the SIUE helm. She's 26-59 over that span. Morehead State is 11-10 on the season with a 6-4 OVC ledger. The Eagles knocked off Tennessee Tech in impressive fashion Saturday in their last outing, 65-53. Tonight they'll start two guards and three forwards effectively. Veronica Charles will be one of the guards, a 5'4 senior from Otukpo, Nigeria, averaging 13 points, 3.5 rebounds, 4.2 assists, and 2.6 steals a game. Katie Novick will run the point, a 5'9 freshman from Grodno, Belarus, 11 points, 4.5 rebounds, 3.8 assists, and just shy of 2 steals an outing. Haley Rhodes will be one of the forwards, a 5'11 sophomore from Keller, Texas, at 10 points and 5.2 rebounds a game, and she has really shown in OVC play. Blessing King, one of the other forwards, a 5'10 sophomore from Columbus, Ohio, 5.5 points and 9.8 rebounds an outing. And Michaela Hall, the other forward, a 6'1 junior from Lawton, Oklahoma, at 2 points and 2.8 rebounds a game. Kayla Petrie's in her third season at the Eagle helm, where she's 23-57. MSU leads the all-time series with SIUE 13-9, including a 6-5 edge in games played here in Moorhead. The Eagles have won the last two meetings, including a 77-64 triumph in Edwardsville back on January 13th. We'll take one more break and come back and get set for our keys to the game and tip-off after this on the Eagles Sports Network.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
SIU Edwardsville getting set to square off in OVC women's basketball action, OVC style. Before we talk about the keys to the game, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Tom Lewis, along with my pal and partner, Wes Allen. It's been kind of few and far between our opportunities to chit-chat lately. Five of the last seven on the road. Good to be back here at Johnson Arena and right alongside you.
No kidding, my man. It is great to see you finally coming back from the MSU Gulfstream Tour of the Central States. You and Chuck Mraz.
Yep.
Good to see you again, my friend.
Appreciate that. Let's talk about some keys to this game. And your favorite stat looms large probably tonight. EPs, extra possessions.
Oh, you know I'm going to love that one tonight, Tom. Extra possessions. So, Moorhead State, you look at SIUE, they're negative four on the turnover margin for the season so far at this point. Nothing MSU likes better than turning people over, especially with that defense. That's their specialty. That's what they lean on. And then also, you do a little bit of a deeper dive in the stat. MSU at 39 rebounds a game, SIUE at 36. However, when you look at the opponents, you got 40 opponent rebounds per game for SIUE. So they're a negative four, actually, on the margin, despite having a good number. That tells me one thing. They give up a lot of offensive rebounds, and guess what Moorhead State does? A lot of
offensive rebounds.
Right. Blessing King, like, leads the world right now in offensive rebounds.
Yep. So top six in the country.
That's right. So the combination is really bad for SIUE unless they can control that. But MSU has a great opportunity to dominate both phases of extra possessions tonight, Tom.
I think one of the big keys on the other side for the Cougars, pace. Something they struggled with against Moorhead State in Edwardsville when the Eagles forced 24 turnovers, including 15 steals.
Absolutely, and you heard Coach Petrie mention it before. They're going to run a pretty small lineup. When you hear a four-and-a-half-out lineup, as she described it in the pregame, you know that they're not going to be big. They're going to want to run the floor. They're going to need to get easy buckets, easy opportunities. They cannot face a hardened MSU defense. They will have no chance in that half court.
It was the Eagles who outscored the Cougars on fast break points in Edwardsville last month, 23-2. So,
and that cannot happen again if you want a prayer of winning this game.
Absolutely. Players on the floor. Moorhead State in the home whites with blue numbers and blue and gold trim. SIUE in the road blacks with white numbers and letters and some white and red trim along the way. Ball in the air, and SIUE will come away with the opening tip. Called in by Sophie Lois. Gets it out to Stoller. She'll run the point. Left point to Smith. Gets it to Lois. She'll drive the left angle. Kicks it into the far corner. Catch and shoot three for Stoller. It's right on the money. And the Cougars with the early 3-0 lead.
And that's a concern because SIUE loves the driving kick. You have got to prevent that if you're MSU.
Eagle basketball. Haley Rhodes on the right point. Takes it to the top of the key. Now kicks it far side to Novick. She'll dribble to the left elbow. Pull-up jumper from there is perfect. And it's 3-2 SIUE.
Good-looking mid-range jumper from Katie on that one.
Stoller walks it across midcourt to the Eagle logo. Gives it up to Woldridge. She'll try to drive against King. Up off the glass. Too strong. Won't go. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touched by Hallie Smith of SIUE. So Moorhead State will get it.
Ooh, Eagles got lucky on that one. They were definitely out of position for that rebound.
Novick will bring it across midcourt. Passes to Charles. Far hash. Back out to Novick. Eagles in the offensive end to our right. Entry pass to Hall in the lane. Kicks it out to Rhodes. drives into the lane, kicks far corner to Charo. She'll drive the angle, lost control, but got it back, and then her pass to Novick intercepted by Lois. She'll throw over the defense to Stoller in transition, who lays it up and through.
This is the exact opposite of the start that you wanted if you were MSU.
Charles to Rhodes, drives left baseline, tried to kick it to Hall in the lane, but right there to intercept Macy Sylvie. She'll dribble ahead across midcourt, far side herself, and then gives it up to Stoller near the center circle. Chest pass over to Wooldridge on the left point, back out to Stoller, and around the horn to Sylvie. Wooldridge pops out to take it at the apex of the arc. Guarded by King, Eagles man-to-man to Stoller. Now to Lois, jab step against Novick, gives it up to Sylvie, who travels.
And that's a good call. Been a point of emphasis with the officiating all year, Tom, on those when you catch and shuffle your feet before you take that drive.
Coach Samantha Quigley-Smith quickly to her bench as Ava Galuza checks in, a 5'5 freshman from New Lenox, Illinois. She'll play one of the guard spots. Charles has it. Overhead pass to Haley Rhodes, right side. Back out straight away to Charles. Pull-up jumper from about 14 off the neck of the iron. No good. Fight for the rebound. It's caromed to Hall. Pull-up jumper left baseline. Bangs it home. Nice little mid-range jumper from Akayla.
Akayla Hall showing a little bit of range. I did not see that coming.
5-4. Cougar ball and lead. Sylvie between the circles. Guarded closely by Haley Rhodes. Floats to the right. Gives it up to Stoller at the hash. Rotates back to the top of the key. Kicks to Lois. Three-pointer off the front of the iron. Into the air. No good. Blessing King clears the boards for MSU. Gets it to Novick. Quickly the other way to Haley Rhodes. Drives left side. Can't get the layup to go. And a defensive rebound for the Cougars. Sylvie up the far side. Pulls it up. Three-pointer. Dances high off the iron. No good. And Rhodes there for the rebound for the Eagles. Ahead to Charles. Crossover dribble against Stoller, but she's triple teamed in the lane. Forces the shot up. It won't go, but she'll go to the line because the Cougars are called for a foul. That'll go against Stoller.
It is a miracle that V. Charles made anything of that possession right now. There were four people around her trying to keep her from getting something off.
It was so bad she couldn't possibly pass the ball.
No.
As wide open as everybody else had to be, she had no passing lane.
And what about how quick the trigger is for SIUE tonight? I mean, that ball has no sooner touched their hand before that three is up.
Checking in for Morehead State, Matilda Soderlund and Melissa Secchiaroli. A couple of the European contingent on this Eagle roster. Charles off the mark with her first free throw. Came in shooting almost 81% from the stripe on the year. One more to come. It's Airborne, rolls home, and we're tied at 5. 7 minutes to play, opening quarter. Again, the Cougars try to throw over the defense, but this time Novick back there to come up with the steal. Dribbles into the far corner, kicks it out to Secchiaroli in the Eagle offensive end. Back to Novick, left wing three, bottom of the net. Morehead State with its first lead at 8-5.
When Katie Novick is hitting the three, she is just about impossible to guard because she will get by you if you come out on her.
Molly Sheehan into the game for SIUE. Gives it off to Galuzzi. Misses the layup try. Too strong, but the rebound chased down by Lazaria Williams. Out to Sheehan, to Sylvie, now to Williams. She'll drive right baseline against Charles. Kicks it near corner to Galuzzi. Thought about the three. Instead, kicks it out to Sheehan. Three to shoot. And it's Lois trying the straightaway. Long three. Perfect. Well, the Eagles defended everything well, but Lois, from about 24 feet, got it to go.
Oh, that's heartbreaking when you play that good of a defensive possession and give up that shot.
We're all square at 8. Entry pass to King. Left side of the lane. Kicks it to Soderlund. Out to Charles. High right. Crossover dribble into the lane against Galuzzi. Kicks to Secchiaroli. Left wing 3. Too strong off the back of the iron, but the rebound caroms to Charles near the far corner. Tried to get it out to Secchiaroli, but Sheehan jumped into the passing lane and knocked it out of bounds.
One correction, Tom. I'm sorry. That rebound did not carom to Charles. She ripped that out of somebody's hands. That was the smallest person always on the floor. It's so impressive when she gets those boards.
Okay. If you say so. Secchiaroli with the basketball. Bounce pass left elbow to Haley Rhodes. Pull-up jumper from 12 air ball might have been partially blocked. Williams, the rebound for SIUE. In the near corner, Galuza tries another three-pointer, missed it, but Hallie Smith, the offensive rebound, got it right back to Galuza, misses another long jumper, and the rebound to Soderlund. To Novick, underneath to Haley Rhodes, Eagles with a transition back at bucket, make it a 10-8 game. Eagle lead. Stoller will split things up as she crosses midcourt. Working against Sekiaroli. Gives it up to Sheehan. Guarded by Soderlund between the rings. To Stoller. Back tapped away from her, but a whistle and a foul on Morehead State. Soderlund on that back tap try. And that will take us to a media timeout. 4:47 left in quarter number one here at Johnson Arena. Morehead State with the early 10-8 lead over SIU Edwardsville here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Morehead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
10-8, Morehead State with the early lead over SIU Edwardsville here at Johnson Arena on the campus of Morehead State University. So far, it's two of the standouts from the first meeting between these two teams who are leading the way for their respective teams. For Morehead State, Katie Novick with 5 points. She's hit both of her shots from the field, including 1 3-pointer. In the early game at SIUE this year, she had 16 points, 5 rebounds, 4 steals, and 2 blocks. And for SIUE, Ava Stoller, also with 5 points on 2 made field goals, including a 3-point try. And first time these two teams met, she had a double-double with 11 points and 12 rebounds. Cougar basketball as we resume. Stoller has it at the top of the key, gives it off to Sheehan on the left point. Entry pass to Hallie Smith on the left block. Scoop shot, no good, but a whistle and a foul call on Morehead State. Looks like it's on Sekiaroli. That'll be her first. And number 2 on the Eagles in this first quarter. That'll send Hallie Smith to the line.
Tom, this game started off rough for the Eagles. 2 out of their first 3 possessions were turnovers. Now you look at the extra possessions, it's a net 0. Both teams have 2 turnovers. Both teams have 2 offensive rebounds. And that's why your score is at least 8-10, maybe closer.
Smith misses the first of 2 free throws. This SIUE squad, the second best free throw shooting team in the OVC. And Smith usually sure there at 79%, but she misses them both. Eagle basketball. Soderlund out to Novick around the arc to Paris McBride at the left hash. Puts down the right-handed dribble. Chest pass across to Novick, to Soderlund on the wing, out top to Rhodes, around to McBride, far corner to Novick. Thought about penetrating, instead skip pass to Soderlund into the near corner to Haley Rhodes. Left all alone, and she makes the Cougars pay, burying a triple.
Oh, Tom, sometimes those are the hardest shots. She didn't have anybody within 10 feet of her. Nothing but time.
Increases the Eagle lead to 5, 13-8. Allie Smith gives it to Sheehan, out top to Williams. She'll swing it around to the right hash to Galuza, guarded by Novick just outside the arc. Back out to Stoller. She'll reset with 7 to shoot. Working against McBride. Comes around a screen from Smith. Kicks into the corner to Galuza. Lost track of time. Didn't get the shot off in time, and a shot clock violation.
And both teams are forcing some late shot clocks. Makes it very difficult on your offense when you're trying to press to get
sure
something
does.
Off.
And early in the game, the Cougars were pressing the pace quite a bit. And you mentioned it, they were shooting early in the clock, but the Eagles have really clamped down in the half court defensively.
Definitely made some adjustments. They are not giving them the space they started this game with. And now we're seeing a 1-2-2 press.
Yep, full court pressure. McBride to Rhodes, right in the middle of that full court press, gets it into the front court. Michaela Hall out top to McBride, jab step, drives to the elbow, gets it to Soderlund, who lost the handle, and it goes out of bounds near side. SIUE basketball.
Well, it was a right pass by McBride. We just had a basketball that almost hit us. Sorry about that. Pause there. It was the right pass by McBride. Soderlund just could not handle that pass. Tom Lewis almost handled the pass.
That's
it just
right.
About took us out.
Out of my reach.
We've got a big head and short arms.
McBride a steal. Ahead to Soderlund. 2-on-1. Soderlund the left-handed layup. Got it to go. Another fast break basket for the Eagles, and it's 15-8 MSU. Lois crosses midcourt, gives it to Smith out high right. Off to Stoller, guarded closely by Charles, gets it to Smith at the right elbow, drives the lane, left-handed scoop, count it, and a foul, and Smith will have a chance for an and one.
Boy, good strong fans by Smith there. Yeah. Little scoop shot underneath the contact.
Harris McBride whistled for that personal. It's her first, make it her second, and the team's third. No, excuse me, it is the first on McBride. Smith, a SEMO transfer. First time these two teams met, she scored 7 points, had 5 rebounds. Over her last 9 games, she's averaging 11.3 points and about 6 boards. And she completes the 3-point play. 15-11 Eagle lead and ball. Again, that 1-2-2 full court zone. Eagles again handle it as McBride crosses midcourt near side. Try to float it to King. Deflected away by Smith, but she carried the ball out of bounds, and Morehead State will keep possession. Shot clock sticks at 19, 2:39 to play in the first quarter. Inbounds comes to McBride. She'll dribble between the rings, floats to the right, gets it to Charles near the right corner, back out to McBride. Back to Charles, three-pointer, too strong, fight for the rebound, won by Smith. She'll give it off to Lois to dribble ahead. Picked up by McBride at the arc, gets it to Stoller, now out to Sylvie, hands it off to Stoller, who comes out to take it. Working against Charles, gives it up to the curling Lois. Out to Sylvie, back to Lois, catch and shoot left wing three right on the money. And it's 15-14 MSU. Charles quickly ahead, drives into the lane, kicks to the trailing King, out to McBride. Now to Charles on the left point, to Soderlund, catch and shoot three, left side, boom! Good ball movement and a great finish with that triple by Soderlund.
You cannot leave Tilly that wide
no.
open.
No. 18-14, Morehead State's lead. Lois tried to get it to the cutting Sylvie, but defended very well by Haley Rhodes, who deflects it out of bounds on the baseline.
Really good positioning by Haley on that. She saw what they were doing, slipping down into the lane. She's got a hand up there, knocked it out of bounds. Make them reset.
Inbounds to Stoller near the far corner, working against Charles. Drives baseline. A floater from about point-blank range is deflected, but a foul on Morehead State, I think, against Skylar Barnes.
That's 4 on the team with a minute and a half left.
Actually, that will be against King. That's her first. Stoller's first free throw is good. Great-looking freshman guard for Coach Samantha Quigley-Smith's crew. Missed their last game because of a concussion protocol issue, but back tonight and gets both free throws to fall. And it's 18-16 Eagles. Full court pressure again by SIUE. McBride passes ahead to Charles. Drives into the lane, kicks near side to Soderlund. She'll try a right side three and carbon copy of the one from the left side the last trip as she buries it. Both teams shooting the three very well tonight. Morehead State now 4 of 6, SIUE 3 of 7 so far. Near steal as Stoller gets the pass away to Galuza. To Sylvie up top, driving against King. Kicks it far side to Stoller, pinned against the sideline by Charles. Gives it up to Sylvie, three-pointer, dances across the rim, no good. And Barnes, a solid rebound for Morehead State. To Charles, kicks it to Soderlund, another three-point try. This one off the front of the iron, no, but the long offensive rebound to Barnes. Gives it to McBride to reset. Game clock at 40, shot clock at 12. Charles holds the ball high left, now puts down the dribble. Crosses over, gets around a screen, scoops it up in the lane, and it will roll home. 23-16, Morehead State. Shot clock off as we tick down to 22 seconds to play in quarter number one. Stoller crosses midcourt. Looks like the Cougars will play for the last shot of the quarter. She's picked up out high by Charles. Jabs at the ball and is called for a reach in. That ticky-tack being an appropriate descriptor there.
And I don't know why, but the official looked at her and just kind of shook her head a little bit. Mm. I didn't think that was anything that was particularly obvious or... But hey, you know... I mentioned just a minute ago, you had four fouls, minute and a half left. So that little ticky-tack foul at the top, that may be worth points now.
Yeah. Stoller at the line, rolls the first one through. 23-16. 17. Scoreboard slow to put that point up. Stoller gets the second one to roll around and fall as well. Back to a five-point Eagle advantage with 12 seconds to play in the quarter. Charles gets it across midcourt to King, wide open down low, and she'll lay it off the glass and through.
Oh, the no-look Magic Johnson scoop pass.
30-foot desperation three by Sylvie is an air ball, and we've played 10 minutes here at Johnson Arena. Pretty good start for Morehead State. The blue and gold leading the Cougars of SIUE 25-18. We'll step out and come back with quarter number two after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Mill store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills. Serving farmers since 1918.
Don't wait until Super Sunday to score on these big game specials all this week at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. The value pack of Our Family Bone-In Split Chicken Breast is just $1.99 a pound. Our Family Canned Corn, Green Beans, and Peas are specially priced for only 89 cents a can. And Jack's Original 15-ounce Pizza are just $3. The best grocery values are found at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. We are one quarter deep into the women's half of tonight's women's men's basketball twin bill. The Eagles hosting the Cougars of SIU Edwardsville, and right now Morehead State enjoying a 25-18 advantage. I'm Tom. He's Wes. Wes, your thoughts so far?
So far, we're getting what we had hoped to see, especially towards the end of that first quarter. You got a plus two on the extra possessions for Morehead. They're up one on offensive rebounds, up one on turnovers. Extra shots, and it helps when you hit 57% of your three-pointers?
Absolutely. 4 of 7 from outside the arc are the Eagles so far, and they have the basketball as we start quarter number two. Charles between the circles, backs up a couple of steps, passes to Barnes high right, out straight away to Rhodes, to King, to the curling Hall at the top of the key, around to Rhodes on the right side. Over to Charles, fakes the three, drives into the lane, bunny hop and called for a travel.
And that's interesting. That's the third different defense that we have seen out of SIUE so far. That was a man-to-man. They run a 1-2-2. They run a 2-3. I think they're looking for answers. I guess when the when the other team gets 25 in the first, you start looking for answers.
Yeah. Lois gets it across midcourt, working against Barnes, and gives it up out top to Galuza. Now Sylvie, high left. Passes out of a double team to Wooldridge. Barnes goes to the floor, looked like a potential push-off, and then Wooldridge again with contact as she got to the block and is called for an offensive foul.
And that was the right call. That was obvious. That arm was way away from the body as she pushed her away.
Wooldridge had missed a few games with injury and making her return tonight.
She's getting ready for the Super Bowl. That was a stiff arm. That was a stiff arm.
Eagle basketball. Hall. To Barnes, stops near the right elbow, gives it up to Haley Rhodes. She'll pass it far corner to Charles, launches a three, rattles around, won't go. Wooldridge clears the boards for SIUE. Lois across midcourt, gives it to the curling Galuza. Left-handed pass to Wooldridge on the left point. Dribbles behind the back to Galuza, left wing to Lois, now to Sylvie for a left side three. Off the back of the iron, no, but another Hallie Smith offensive rebound. She'll kick it back out top to Lois to reset. Entry pass to Smith, and a steal for Veronica Charles, who came from the weak side, streaking the other way in transition. Has her shot blocked. King saves it back in bounds. Still live, and Sylvie will get it in the backcourt, taking it to the other end. Barnes with the rebound as Sylvie missed the point-blank shot. Barnes the other way quickly. Tied up at the low block by Wooldridge, and it's called a jump ball. Could have very easily been a foul on Wooldridge, but SIUE will get the benefit of the possession arrow.
What tremendous effort by Charles right here at the media table.
Yes.
Smith was using her body to shield that ball, and Charles reaches around underneath her and smacks it into the middle of the court.
Unfortunately, right to Sylvie, but it was great effort by V.
She does not give up at any point
in
the game.
She now leads the OVC in steals, had trailed Kylie Flowers of SEMO much of the year, but now leads the conference in steals, as she did last year when she was named Conference Defensive Player of the Year. Rosaria Williams gives it to Stoller at the top of the arc. Gives it off to Sheehan, lost the ball in the lane. Smith right there to pick it up, but she travels.
Good call. I got to say, for the most part, this has been a really well-called game tonight, Tom.
Yeah. 7 turnovers now on the Cougars, 6 on the Eagles. The Eagles lead 25-18, 7:40 to play in the first half. Katie Novick back on the floor for Morehead State, gets it high left to Charles. Coming out to take it is Soderlund, around to Novick. Right elbow to Haley Rhodes, who got it to Charles. cutting from the left side, but she missed the layup, and the Cougars have the basketball. Sheehan ahead to Lois. Step back jumper left baseline. Too strong. Floor rebound to Charles. She gets it to Novick. Dribbles it ahead. Passes to Soderlund. Fakes the three. Pull up jumper left side. Rolls around. Won't go. And another defensive rebound for Sheehan. She'll come the other way and slow things up as she crosses the Eagle logo.
For as fantastic as these teams shot in the first quarter, they are that bad so far in the second.
Stoller now has it, working against Soderlund straight away. Around to Lois, three-pointer. Got it.
That was my fault. That was my fault. Sorry, Tom.
That's all right.
Yep. Eagles, I gave him those three.
Eagles still up 25-21. Got 6.5 to play in quarter number two. Soderlund hands the ball back to Novick at the left hash. Far side to Haley Rhodes, to Soderlund. Over to King, now around to Charles on the right wing. Bounce pass to King, couldn't corral it. And it pinballs into the hands of Sheehan for SIUE. Morehead State's seventh turnover. Sheehan again will slow it up as she comes between the rings. Passes left wing now to Stoller, guarded by Charles. She'll back it out to the hash here on the near side. Gives it to Sheehan on the left wing, guarded by Novick. Now to Lois, five to shoot. Lois out top to Sheehan, fakes the three, drives to the top of the key, gives it up to Stoller, another shot clock violation. That's the second in this half on SIUE.
And it, strangely enough, that turnover was created in the post. Blessing King was fronting Smith on that, and they were just doing everything they could to get the ball into her. They were trying to find a lane to get that ball down low, and King did not let it happen.
Let's see if the Eagles can take advantage and get some points off turnover here. Novick out to Soderlund, around to the left side to McBride. Near the corner now to Haley Rhodes. Drives the angle, kicks out to McBride, jab step, another jab step, drives to the elbow, kicks to Soderlund. Right side three, bottom of the net.
Boy.
Matilda Soderlund now 3 of 4 from long range tonight, and she has 11 points to lead all scorers.
You'd think they'd have figured out what Tilly does by now.
Yeah. Cougar basketball. Galuza rotates around the top of the arc, gives it to Sylvie. Now Lazaria Williams, turnaround jumper, right elbow, too strong, off the glass and rim, no good. Here comes Novick for Morehead State. She'll slow it up on the left wing, out to McBride, straight away three, off the iron, no good. And Sheehan, another rebound for SIUE. She slows it up, high right, gives it off to the curling Galuza, now out to Williams, who swings it left wing to Stoller. Crossover dribble against Soderlund, who sticks right with her. Gets it back out to Sheehan. 10 to shoot. Sheehan working against Novick. Cut off on the baseline by McBride. Out to Sylvie. 5 to shoot. Into the corner to Sheehan. Cans the 3. As the shot clock was going deep again. More at stake. Caught SIUE sleeping, though. Pass ahead to Blessing King by McBride. And King lays it up and through.
Oh, what a great heads-up play by Paris McBride right there.
30-24, Morehead State.
Eyes up the court the whole time.
Sheehan. Hands it off to Stoller near the right sideline, out to Sylvie, and Samantha Quigley-Smith wants a timeout. 4:04 to play in quarter number two at Johnson Arena. MSU 30, SIUE 24. Back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pond in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Go-To Solutions in Line X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions in Line X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Line X and Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
30-24, Moorhead State leading SIU Edwardsville here at Johnson Arena and OVC women's basketball. Moorhead State being led tonight so far by Matilda Soderlund with 11 points. Tilly had a career-high 24 points with 6 3-pointers back against Davis and Elkins, but in the 10 games since, had scored only 28 points total. But it looks like she's refound her groove tonight as she is 3 of 4 from deep, 4 of 6 overall, and 11 points to lead Moorhead State. Whitaker Bank by the numbers.
Shooter gonna shoot. You're gonna leave her out there.
Yep.
She is definitely gonna shoot it. She's a gunner.
Cougars with the basketball. Stoller, a bounce pass to the left elbow to Lois. Turnaround jumper from there. Too short off the front of the rim. King the rebound for Moorhead State. Quickly to McBride up the far side. Comes down the right side of the lane and takes an extra step before she can get her pass away. And the one bugaboo tonight, Moorhead State with 8 turnovers now. Shooting it well, but too many turnovers. Had only 13 in the game at Edwardsville. Stoller crosses midcourt, gives it to Lois, out to Sylvie on the left point, guarded by Haley Rhodes. Gets around a screen, this time able to get away from the screen, and then Hallie Smith on the pick and roll misses the layup. McBride, the backside rebound. Finds Secchiaroli in the far corner, fakes the three, drives and kicks back out to McBride, who will reset. Comes around to the top of the key, just inside the free throw line, and her pass attempt to Secchiaroli is wide. And sails into the SIUE bench. Turnover number 9 on the Eagles.
Big shift in lineups there. Three new players coming in. Barnes, Novick, and Hall.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So here come the Cougars. Stoller against Soderlund to the curling Galuza, out top to Lois, around a Hallie Smith screen, left elbow jumper is good. Sophie Lois now with 11 points on the night. Eagles in transition the other way, tried to get another fast break bucket, couldn't get it to go, but a foul call that'll go on Macy Sylvie, and it will put Moorhead State's Haley Rhodes at the free throw line.
Another good aggressive play on the break, though. I mean, a three-quarter court pass to get that down there to Haley Rhodes from Novi.
Rhodes spins the ball in her hand, puts it up, rims around and won't go. Haley on the year, a 65% free throw shooter. At 14 points the first time these two teams met back in January. Second free throw right on the mark. It's 30-26 Moorhead State. 31-26. Galuza to Lois, back to Galuza, right point three, rims in and out, no. Novick the floor rebound for the Eagles. Ahead to Barnes here on the near side as she crosses midcourt, takes it into the lane, kicks far corner to Soderlund, three-pointer, got it! Matilda Soderlund, 4 of 5 from outside the arc, 14 points.
Don't touch the ball!
Oh, warning for interference. Wondered what they were doing.
Yeah.
Apparently, an Eagle touched the ball after
the made shot.
Yeah.
So 2.5 minutes to play in the first half, and Moorhead State with its largest lead at 8, 34-26. Sylvie holds the ball out top, gets it to Hallie Smith near the right elbow, out to Lois. Comes around a screen. Now to Stoller. Dribbles to the top of the key. She'll shoot it from there and get it. 34-28 MSU. Novick in a hurry the other way. Now pulls up as she reaches the top of the arc. Comes around a Michaela Hall screen. Drives the lane. Kicks to Barnes. She'll take it into the blue paint. Scoops it up. No good, but a foul on SIUE. I believe against Galuza.
Good aggressive drive by Barnes. Went right at her. Really forced the issue on that finish.
Allie Smith, the guilty party on the personal foul. And Barnes will go to the free throw line.
What about Stoller? She showed up to play.
She has.
3 of 3 from the field, 1 of 1 from the field goal, 4 free throws, 4-4.
Barnes true on the first free throw. Eagles, not the greatest free throw shooting team, only 63% as a group. Barnes at 52% on the year, but that first one looked good. Second one up, also a nice looking free throw. Back to an 8-point advantage for Morehead State, 36-28. Stoller passes to Williams on the right wing, out to Sylvie, around to Lois. Couple of dribbles, bounce pass, low block to Lazaria Williams. Goes up over Soderlund and banks it home. 36-30 MSU. SIUE looked like they might show some full court pressure, but go back into the half court defensively as Novick works the right wing. Kicks it to Barnes. She'll drive left angle. Got it to Hall. Goes up strong with it and got it to go. Strong effort by Michaela Hall with two defenders right there. And Hall able to convert.
Powerful. Probably should have been an and one.
Yeah. 38-30. Bounce pass to Hallie Smith. Right elbow extended. Cross court to Williams. Tried to drive against Soderlund. An offensive foul as Hallie Smith set an illegal screen out top.
And that was Soderlund sticking to the game plan. Was not scared of that jumper out there. So she gave her about 6 feet. Thought about it. Didn't take it and forced that drive.
Samantha Quigley Smith continuing to give this officiating crew an earful. But I don't know that she's got a whole lot to gripe about.
We're wearing headphones and we can hear that clear as a bell.
Charles gets cut off low block, out to Hall at the free throw line, kicks to Novick, straightaway three, off the back of the iron, no, rebound tipped into the far corner and finally corralled there by Lois. 27 on the shot clock, 43 on the game clock here in the second quarter. Sylvie to Lois, left point three. She got it. Lois and Stoller carrying the Cougars. Lois now with 14. She's 4 of 5 from outside the arc.
The three-point shooting tonight is amazing. 46% SIUE and 50% by the Eagles.
About a two-second difference between shot and game clock as the Eagles have the basketball. Novick dribbling here, high right, working against Galuza. Gets it to the curling Charles. She'll take it to the right point. Three-pointer from there. Splash. Got around a little bit of a screen and right on the mark with that three-pointer. 2 seconds to go. Lois, the runner left side, got it off the glass and through. So a little bit of momentum for SIUE as the first half comes to a close. But it's Morehead State going to the locker room with the 41-35 lead over their OVC rivals here tonight. We'll step out. And then come back with our halftime festivities here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones Financial Advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. Halftime festivities underway. The Jedi and the Sith in a lightsaber battle out on the hardwood right now, wearing tie-dye t-shirts. I kid you not.
Tommy can't do that to me.
They can't do this to us, but they are. I'm a Star Wars fan. It's nice. It's nice. But as far as the basketball game goes, and that's the main reason we're here, it's 41-35, Morehead State leading SIUE at halftime. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland, along with the Jedi Knights of halftime.
I got to say, the music is inspirational. I mean, I feel like I need to, it's like a Braveheart moment,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You get in front of the people and get ready to go. Yeah, I'm going to say something, Tom. I'm going to get back on track here, all right? I know you're distracted by all the shiny lights that we have going on here. But I got to say something, and I know that Justine Holland is probably listening right now. Somebody needs to be close to her because she's getting ready to have a heart attack. I was wrong. I was wrong,
oh,
Tom Lewis.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Somebody go check on Justine Holland. She's not okay. I was wrong. Man, extra possessions are not the story of this game so far. MSU's at a plus one. You got 9-9 on turnovers. You've got 3-4 on offensive rebounds. So they have not dominated in either one of those categories.
Yeah.
And yet here we are, they're up by 6 points. So I don't even know. The world's upside down at this point. Extra possessions don't even matter anymore.
Yeah.
I guess that's what happens when you hit 54% of your three-pointers, Tom.
And 56% of your shots overall. 56%
overall.
That has not happened that often this season for MSU for an entire half. But they have shot the ball quite well. And fast break points, which were a big thing in the first meeting, 10-2 advantage for Morehead State here so far tonight. So
right, and while we're talking about all of our hot takes that have gone bad over the year so far, layups for them, 6 of 9. I mean, if they're going to go 65-70% on layups and shoot 50+% from the field, I mean, good grief, sky's the limit for this team at that point, because they got most of the other part of this game down, right? They run, they rebound, they play defense.
Again, your halftime score, 41-35, Morehead State leading SIU Edwardsville. We'll take a break and then have our MSU halftime segment as we continue here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill. I'm joined by Crystal Riddle, Director of Today's Youth at MSU. Crystal, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Samantha. I'm happy to be here.
So for anyone who doesn't know, what is Today's Youth?
Today's Youth is a workforce development program. Our goal is to provide future employment for youth in our area so they can become productive citizens in our communities and have sustainable employment.
And these are young people who are out of high school. I think it's 17 to 24, right?
Yes, that's correct.
How do you identify these kids? How do you find out that they've fallen through the cracks after high school?
So our first step is usually to partner with local high schools to help identify participants that may have dropped out of school or have disabilities or other automatic qualifiers that make them eligible for our program. They also help us target seniors that will be pursuing high demand careers that we have the potential to help fund.
Okay, and what does that funding look like? It's as I understand, many different things, right?
Yes, absolutely. So the first aspect, if they're pursuing one of our high demand careers that are approved by our workforce development, then they can potentially receive up to $8,000 in funding over a two-year period. Mm-hmm. So that breaks down to like $4,000 per semester. Mm-hmm. We also provide support services that include mileage reimbursement for driving back and forth to school, child care if they're parenting youth. We can also purchase supplies. So if they're in a welding program, for example, we can help pay for their boots, welding helmet, jacket that's required for the program. Or, for example, if they're in a nursing program, we can help pay for stethoscopes, scrubs, non-slip shoes, all those things that are required that can be hard to purchase for a full-time student.
Yeah.
And our funding also helps pay for tuition and books if they have unmet needs in those areas.
And
well,
the other aspect of this is skills training, right? The skills that you need not to be a welder or a nurse, but to get the job and work in a work environment.
Absolutely. So we do that by providing paid work experiences. We partner with local businesses to help find mentorship to place the participants so they can gain employable skills that could possibly lead to full-time employment in the future. We also offer workshops and activities to help build resume building, interview skills, other soft skills that are important on job sites as well, and labor market information, career counseling, things along that nature.
Mm-hmm. And if anyone's listening and they're interested in participating, whether that's somebody on campus or within the communities, it's the 6-county service region, right?
Yes, that's correct. We serve Bath, Montgomery, Round, Fleming, Greenup, and Boyd.
And if anyone's listening, they want to participate in some way, are there opportunities for them to do that?
Absolutely. So we hire MSU students as work studies in our office, and then we would also like to potentially partner with students to help mentor participants to help mm-hmm. with those workshops such as the resume building and yeah. the interview skills.
Crystal, thank you so much for all this information.
You're welcome.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with my guest Crystal Riddle, Director of Today's Youth at MSU. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
41-35, Morehead State leads SIU Edwardsville at halftime in women's college basketball. Let's take a quick look at some of the halftime numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank. SIUE, 46% from the floor, 12 of 26, 6 of 13 from three-point range, 46%, and 5 of 7 from the free throw line. MSU, 15 of 27 overall, 55.6%, 7 of 13 from outside the arc, 54%. And 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Rebounding, 16-11, the advantage for MSU. Turnovers even at 9 apiece. Individually, Morehead State being led by Matilda Soderlund with 14 points at halftime. She's 4 of 5 from outside the arc. 6 apiece for Charles and Rhodes. 5 for Novick. 4 each for King and Hall. And 2 for Barnes. For SIUE, Sophie Lois with 16 points to lead all scorers. She's 6 of 9 overall, 4 of 5 from outside the arc. 11 points for Stoller, 3 each for Sheehan and Smith, and 2 for Williams. Again, 41-35, Morehead State over SIUE here at halftime. We'll take one more break and come back with our second half here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Ball game. Make it a 6-point ball game at halftime. 41-35. Morehead State leading SIU Edwardsville. As we get set to start our second half. Before we do, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy 96.3 FM. WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Tom Lewis, Wes Holland with you. courtside at Johnson Arena. Morehead State will have possession as we start our third quarter. Katie Novick will take the inbounds in the backcourt, walks it across the division line, passes ahead to Rhodes, now back to Novick. One-handed pass to King on the left point, gives it up to Charles. She'll rotate out to the top of the key and kick it far side to Novick. Takes it to the free throw line, pull-up jumper way off to the left, and the rebound by Sylvie inside for the Cougars. She'll dribble it ahead herself and then gets it to Stoller as she crosses midcourt. Bounce pass to Sylvie on the right wing. Entry pass to Smith, tried to kick it cross-court. It was deflected but hauled in by Lois. Misses her three-point try. Hall, the strong rebound for the Eagles. Quickly ahead to Charles. Tries to float it underneath to King. Does so. And King is fouled as she goes up. Can't get the shot to go, but she'll shoot two.
Well, that action was too quick, Tom. I was going to make a comment about the offensive juggernaut, which is the Eagles tonight. But then they missed their first shot, and now we got Blessing King at the free throw line. So I might hold off on that for a second.
Yeah, a free throw juggernaut, Blessing King is not. King's first free throw high in the air. Comes down, catches the left side of the rim, no good.
King, just a bit outside.
34% free throw shooter on the year. Second one up, banks it home. She has now made 15 free throws this year. I bet at least 10 of them have been off the glass. But it counts.
With the way Blessing rebounds and plays defense, if she can hit 20%, I'm happy.
Yep. Near steal on the other end as Haley Rhodes deflects a pass away. It was intended for a wide open shooter on the far corner. So nicely defended by the Eagles. Novick to the bench. McBride back on the floor for MSU. Woldridge will trigger the inbound, gets it into Hallie Smith, just inside the arc left side, tried to work the baseline, cut off by Hall, and passes it back out top to Sylvie. Tries to drive against Charles, pull-up jumper is an air ball, tracked down by Blessing King. And Morehead State will come the other way. Paris McBride running the point, floats to the left, underhands it to Rhodes at the wing. Crossover dribble, puts it up from the low block, and she's fouled. Shot won't go, but again, free throws coming for Morehead State.
I'm going to take off my Homer hat for a minute and say that maybe that one. I don't know.
Lois was whistled for it, but yeah, she looked to have a lot of leather and not much else. Haley Rhodes off the mark with the first of two free throws. Rhodes tonight with 6 points. Has not shot free throws well tonight, but she gets this one to go. And it's 43-35 Morehead State, equaling the Eagles' largest lead. Stoller across midcourt, floats to the left, gets it to Lois, around to Smith, hands it off to Sylvie. She'll dribble to the top of the arc, now comes back down the arc, now drives to the right side of the lane, into Smith, scoop shot no good, and she is called for an offensive foul.
And Tom, we're seeing play out something that we talked about off air just a minute ago, which was the first half looked really hard for SIUE. The shots they were making, some of them were just amazing. I mean, they were really difficult. The degree of difficulty in what they were hitting was huge. Morehead State, their baskets were coming easy. I said at halftime, this could easily be a 15 to 20 point game by the end of it if everything kept going the way it was in the first half.
The other thing, Hallie Smith just picked up her third personal. She's their best low post player, averages about 20 minutes a ball game. She's on the bench now with those three fouls. Charles, right corner, kicks it out to Novick, now to McBride. To Novick, pull up jumper, 17 footer from the left side, got it to go. And MSU with a double-digit lead for the first time tonight, 45-35. On the other end, little runner in the lane, no good by Stoller. Morehead State rebound, they'll throw over the top, but little too strong. Charles trying to get it to Blessing King, streaking down the court, but just out of her reach. Good idea, but lacking execution.
Yeah, outside of Stoller, Smith is probably the one player that they could not afford to get into foul trouble because she is playing all of the post minutes so far this game, and she has been good, been very good.
Yeah. Stoller with the basketball between the circles, bounce pass out top to Lois, working against Charles, and we've got a reach-in foul on Morehead State's Charles, number two on V, and the first of the quarter on the Eagles. Charles, the first Morehead State player with more than one foul in this game. Lazaria Williams triggers the inbounds from the baseline to our right. Gets it in to Brianna Woldrich. Out top to Lois, working against McBride. Comes around a high screen, pull up, two-pointer, foot on the line. And count the long jumper, 45-37, Morehead State. Now McBride with the basketball at the left point to Novick on the wing. Puts down one dribble, kicks it back out between the circles to McBride. Around to the right hash to Charles. Back out top to Novick and around now to McBride. Bounce pass to King on the block to Rhodes. Over to Novick to Charles in the right corner. 4 seconds to shoot, and Charles hits the 16-foot pull-up.
That mid-range jumper from B. Charles is deadly.
Back to a double-digit Eagle advantage with 6:40 to play in the third. Lazaria Williams gets around Novick, puts it up off the glass, too strong. Got her own miss. Puts it back up, no good. Novick and Woldrich fighting for the rebound. And it looks like Woldrich won the battle, and Morehead State's Novick may be whistled for a foul.
I think they may call a timeout.
It may be a timeout. You are correct, sir. Timeout called, and we'll call a media timeout here. 6:31 to go. Quarter number three. Morehead State with its largest lead so far, 47-37 over SIUE on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for $1. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowland and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Back to Johnson Arena, Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Morehead State leading SIU Edwardsville 47-37. Let's go inside the numbers briefly. Sponsored by Whitaker Bank. And Wes, Morehead State's defense doing a good job. SIUE not finding the mark so far here in the half.
17% shooting in the second half for SIUE. That defense has been swarming. They are doing a great job of forcing those difficult shots, which they did in the first half too, but they were hitting those really difficult shots. Now, it's almost like they're just tossing it up there.
Cougars do have the ball as we resume. It comes in to Sheehan. Gets it down low to Lois. Missed the turnaround jumper. Low block extended. Sylvie tries to take it back up and is fouled in the process, and she'll get two free throws. And I believe Paris McBride is the guilty party on that foul.
She was. She was in a tough position. She was behind the offensive player, not between the goal and the player. And so she kept her arm straight up, but there was contact.
Sylvie off the mark with, actually made the first free throw. Second one up. Got it. Sylvia, 71% free throw shooter.
And by the way, more proof that Wes doesn't know what he's talking about. 39 possessions for both teams so far, Tom, and yet Morehead State has a 9-point lead.
McBride runs the point for the Eagles. Bounce pass out top to Charles. She'll float back between the circles and gets it high left to McBride, working against Sheehan. Passes to Soderlund. 3-point try left wing. This one crawls across the rim, no good. And a strong rebound by Galuza. Now Sheehan will walk it ahead and across the division line for the Cougars. Picked up by McBride as the Eagles are man-to-man. Now Lois, another 3-point try. This one's left short. Rebound tapped to Hall. Ahead to McBride. She'll dribble into the front court and hand it off to Charles, who wants to penetrate. Does so, lays it up and in. Just streaked by two defenders and got to the glass uncontested. 10-point lead again. On the other end, Sylvia, 3-point right wing shot, no good. Williams, the put back off the glass, does go. 49-41, Morehead State. Barnes drives the right angle, scoops it up. Contested shot won't go. And SIUE the rebound. Now Lois quickly the other way. Stops about midway down the lane on the right side. Turnaround jumper no good as she is guarded by McBride. Here comes Veronica Charles the other way. Kicks far side to Barnes. Catch and shoot three. Rattles in and out. Lois the rebound. Coming the other way. Two on three. Takes it in against Barnes. Lays it up too strong. Hall the rebound. Saves it in to McBride. SIUE now one of its last eight on field goal tries.
Both teams looking a little out of control right now.
Morehead State wants a timeout as McBride crosses midcourt. And it's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here.
Coach Beatrice has seen enough of that chaos.
I may extend it to a full timeout, but we'll keep it here to remind you of what's coming up on the Eagle Sports Network, both tonight and in the coming days. The Morehead State men will play the second half of tonight's doubleheader against SIU Edwardsville. That game will tip off at about 9 o'clock. There's a bit of a floating tip time. That game will be nationally televised on ESPNU, and it will depend on when the televised game before that men's game wraps up. It could tip off anywhere from a minute or two after 9 to about 9:17. So just have to kind of play it by ear, but Chuck Mraz and Drew Barnett will have the call here on the radio for you. And then the Eagles back in action here at Johnson Arena on Saturday for another women's men's doubleheader against Eastern Illinois. The women's game will tip off at 1 o'clock. We'll have pregame at 12:45. And then the men will tip off against the Panthers at 3:30. And then it's back on the road as Morehead State will go to Little Rock next Thursday. Their only matchup of the regular season against the Little Rock Trojans, and that will be down in Little Rock. Women's game at 6 o'clock, men's game at about 8 o'clock. And we will have all the coverage for you here on the ESN.
And one thing about that Saturday game, everybody needs to come down and watch that game in person. I'm pretty sure they're doing their Hall of Fame recognition at halftime of that game, and that's a big deal.
Absolutely.
Here at Morehead State University. So come out and recognize these people that have put so much into this program over the years.
Nice to see a decent crowd here tonight for the women's game. Not huge, but relatively speaking, pretty good turnout. And, of course, hopefully we'll see a lot more bodies in the stands for the men's game on national TV. A lot of people don't realize, Wes, over since 2020, Morehead State's men's basketball program is the winningest NCAA Division I program in the entire state of Kentucky. This is basketball country. Yes.
Tom, I'm on the media team, and I didn't actually know that stat. That is fantastic.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
More wins than University of Kentucky, University of Louisville, ETU, Western. The winningest men's basketball program on the D1 level in the entire state. But fans, they're worth the watch.
After this year, I could have told you it wasn't Louisville.
And I'm sorry for your loss.
I had to take that shot.
Eagles basketball. Novick holds it over her head, now puts it on the hardwood, dribbles around Galuza kicks it near side to Charles. Bounce pass out to Rhodes. Got it off, but it missed the rim and a shot clock violation on the Eagles coming out of that break. Not good.
One thing we really need to look for with a little bit of a very light man-to-man press here is keeping SIUE off the offensive rebounds. That's effort. I think they got a little bit lazy, comfortable with that lead, and we saw several offensive rebounds.
Galuza into the far corner to Stoller. Puts it on the floor with the right hand. Floated it inside, and a steal, but a foul on Morehead State as Blessing King apparently was holding Hallie Smith down on the block.
Too many bodies between me and that call. Yeah. I couldn't see that one.
Linda Miles, our lead official, very definitive with that whistle.
I saw what could have been another steal for V.
Yeah. Sheehan gets it inbounds to Stoller. Catch and shoot, 17-footer, no good. Rebound deflects out to Novick, and a foul call on Lazaria Williams of SIUE reaching in. Number one on Williams, the fourth of the quarter on the Cougars. So
look at this, 4 minutes to go, four fouls on SIUE.
So the Eagles will be in the bonus the rest of the quarter. Rhodes to the cutting King on the baseline, lost the handle as it was knocked out of her hand by Williams, and Morehead State will keep it. SIUE thought it should be their ball. Instead, the Eagles will inbound baseline to our left. Soderlund's pass to Charles gets away, and Smith will come up with the loose leather. To Sheehan, ahead on the far side to Stoller. Drives against Soderlund, step back jumper on the baseline. Too short, and King the rebound for Morehead State. Blessing King now with eight rebounds tonight. Soderlund right wing out to Charles. Fake the three, drives inside the free throw line. Bounce pass to King, who lays it up and through as she was cutting from the right side.
And to give the defense credit, they got back on that turnover really well. Very solid.
Back to a 10-point Eagle lead, 51-41, 3:14 to play in the third quarter. Galuza between the rings, goes high left to Stoller. Guarded loosely by Soderlund. To Galuza, out top to Smith. Drives left side of the lane, scoop shot against King, no good. And Novick will slice in for the rebound. Nearly double dribbled or carried the ball. Got away with it and got the ball to Charles out high left. To Rhodes on the right point now. Out straight away to Novick, about 2 feet outside the arc. Over to Charles. Puts down the right-handed dribble. Drives into the blue paint. Lays it up off the glass and through as she goes to the floor.
I still have no idea how B. Charles gets off about 30% of the shots that she gets off.
And most of them fall.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, really. That results in the biggest lead of the game for Morehead State. It's a dozen. Just over 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Stoller, overhead pass to Galuza. Out straight away to Sheehan, around to Stoller on the right wing. Drives around Charles, picked up by Novick. Novick challenges the shot, and it's too short. Novick the rebound. She'll come the other way. SIUE now one of its last 13. Soderlund's long jumper won't go, and a defensive rebound for the red and black of SIUE as Sheehan comes across midcourt. Working against Charles, gives it up to Smith, who works against King. Drives, puts it up, King fouls her. And Smith will get two free throws.
Boy, I don't know if she got her with the body. Again, lots of bodies between us and them, but on the top end, that looked really good. That was a pretty clean block.
That is the third personal now on Blessing King, and so the Eagles sophomore will go to the bench, and Seki Aroli checks back in. Also on the floor for the Eagles, Jaden Rhodes, Haley's twin sister. Smith at the line. She only has 3 points tonight, one of three from the stripe, make it one of four, as the first freebie is too short. But Hallie does have six rebounds, playing with three fouls herself.
And her defense is critical with the lineups that they're having to run out there.
Got the second free throw to fall. That ends a 3:49 scoring drought for the Cougars and cuts the MSU lead to 11. Novick, crossover dribble, top of the key, cut off on the right side of the lane, no. And now Haley Rhodes, a left side three, too strong. But Novick, the strong offensive rebound from the weak side. She'll rotate back out. Gives it up to Haley Rhodes. Drives left baseline. Her jumper is blocked by Smith, who pulls the ball out of the air. Now to Sheehan up the left sideline. Gets instructions from her bench. Comes around a high screen. Three-pointer way too strong. And Novick will track it down in the near corner. Needs some help as she lost her dribble and has to call timeout. Good decision by the Morehead State freshman.
Nobody had any clue that she had picked up that dribble because Katie Novick normally doesn't pick up the dribble in the backcourt.
30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. Brianna Woldridge will check back in for the Cougars.
And on one end, we're seeing why Smith is so important with that block down here. She's been a defensive deterrent at the rim for SIUE. But then on the other end, I mean, MSU is really putting a lockdown. And they're forcing those difficult shots again. And they just are not falling for SIUE. Those have become the low percentage shots that they always were. They just happened to fall in the first half.
Cougars do not have a field goal in the last 4.5 minutes, and they've missed 12 of their last 13 field goal tries. Inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Novick crosses midcourt, stops inside the Eagle beak at midcourt now. Picks up her dribble, gets it to Jaden Rhodes on the right point. Guarded on the perimeter by Sylvie. Gets it to Barnes. She'll drive right side of the lane. Gets it to Haley Rhodes. And as she's done so often in OVC play, lays it in from the left side, up and through.
And great job when you get the ball that close. Do not bring it down to the floor.
Yep.
Keep it high. Turn around and put it in.
Shot clock off. 16 seconds remain here in the third quarter. Cougar basketball. Lois drives right baseline. Kicks it far corner to Sylvie. Out to Galuza, who hits the catch and shoot left wing three. 4 seconds to play. Novick across midcourt. Floats to the right side of the key. Puts it up. Rims in and out. Nearly fell, but just would not go. And so the third quarter comes to an end with Morehead State up 55-45 over SIU Edwardsville. We'll take a break and come back with our fourth quarter here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan, simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same day or next day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Meals. Serving farmers since 1918.
Three quarters in the books here at Johnson Arena as the women of Morehead State lead their OVC rivals, the Cougars of SIU Edwardsville, 55-45. SIUE went cold in the third quarter, making only one of their last eight field goal tries. And that is a big contributor to this double-digit MSU advantage. I'm Tom, he's Wes.
I am. Hey.
And I'm glad
good
you are.
For you. You're remembering.
I'm learning.
I appreciate that.
Hey, no problem.
Hey, we're seeing a good recipe for offensive success for Morehead. Move the ball. Who'd have thought it?
Yeah.
Look at that. 16 assists for Morehead on 21 field goals.
That's a tremendous percentage. Sylvie put the basketball for the Cougars. Gets it to Woldridge at the top of the key. Hands it off out top to Lois. She'll pull up from just outside the arc straight away and can the three-pointer. That is her fifth of the night on eight tries, and she has 21 to lead all scorers.
That may be the quickest release that we have seen all year.
On the other end, the Eagles moving quickly. Sekiaroli penetrates, puts it up, no good, but she draws contact and will shoot two freebies.
I'm not saying she's the best shooter we've seen, although she looks like it tonight, but that is the quickest release by the time, from the time she touches the ball to the time it's in the air. It's less than a second. Yeah. It is ridiculous.
Woldridge with that personal foul as Sekiaroli rattles the first of two through. Mel has struggled mightily with her perimeter jumper of late. Over the last six games, only 2 of 24 from outside the arc. It's good to see her hit a couple of free throws there.
And has a great stroke.
Yes.
And has had stretches in her career where she is just lights
yep.
out.
I think a lot of it is confidence right now with her. Woldridge drives against Hall on the other end. Too strong with the put point blank shot. Sylvie got the rebound, kicked it out to Stoller, and she hits the catch and shoot right point three. 57-51, the Morehead State advantage down to six. Sekiaroli holds the ball at the right hash. Down to Hall on the baseline. Drives and is called for the offensive foul as Woldridge had good position, very close to the restricted area.
Boy, this is a turn of events. Those two big threes by SIUE on the other side. The charge there, really just a couple of free throws in between. Six-point game.
Just the first foul of the game on Michaela Hall as Sheehan works it across midcourt. Gives it up out top to Sylvie, working against Haley Rhodes. Hands it off to the curling Stoller around the top of the key to Sheehan. She'll drive into the lane, kicks it out to Sylvie. Three-pointer, got it. And as cold as the Cougars were in the third quarter, they are red hot here early in the fourth, and it's back to a three-point game, 57-54 Eagles. Charles out to Novick, standing in the center circle, setting up the play. Gets it to Hall to the left of the top of the key. Holds the ball overhead, now hands it off there to Charles. She'll drive the lane, kicks far side to Rhodes, out to Novick, to Soderlund. Drives left side of the lane, kicks to Charles. Three-point try left side, off the back of the iron, no. Rebound, caroms to the Morehead State bench and knocked out of bounds by an Eagle.
And you had pointed out to me earlier tonight, Tom, to give you full credit, every single time SIUE has gone on a run, Morehead has answered. They have taken their soul out of that momentum,
yeah.
And they are not doing that right now.
Yeah.
This feels different.
I think this is the biggest run of the game for SIUE, 6-0 over the last minute. Smith to Lois, another three-pointer. This one way too strong, and the rebound caroms all the way outside the three-point arc to Haley Rhodes. To Novick, she'll drive against Sheehan. Scoop shot way too strong, backside rebound to Hall. Missed her put back, but Haley Rhodes will get it to go on the third try. 59-54 Eagles, 7.5 to play. Stoller across midcourt, stops outside the left hash, gives it up to Sheehan. To Sylvie inside the center circle. Now a couple of steps ahead against Rhodes to Smith at the top of the key. Whistle away from the ball. And we'll see what this is about. It's on Morehead State, and it looks like, I believe, Matilda Soderlund called for a foul away from the basketball.
Yeah, and that was not intentional, but that was not a bad foul for her to get because you had Lois coming right around the ball screener that was getting ready to have a wide open three-pointer if that foul didn't get called.
And she has been almost automatic from long range tonight.
Good show by Hall on that one.
Stoller with a three-point try. Off the rim, no good. Barnes the rebound ahead to Charles.
2-on-2. Drives and is fouled. Stoller reaching in from behind. Charles made the basket, but I believe they're going to say the foul came before the shot attempt. Stoller is whistled.
And B, with that big smile, is trying to convince him otherwise.
Yep.
It didn't work, Tom.
And teams have gone to their respective benches. We'll take a timeout ourselves. 7:04 to play, Johnson Arena. Morehead State 59, SIU Edwardsville 54. Here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Soon I go to bed. Soon it'll be morning. Soon I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Don't wait until Super Sunday to score on these big game specials. All this week at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. USDA fresh store ground beef is specially priced at only $3.99 a pound. Our family light chunk tuna packed in water is just $1 a can. And the 24-pack of any Pepsi product is only $8.99. Folks, that's just 37 cents a can. Our best grocery values are found at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
'59-54, Morehead State leading SIU Edwardsville. 7:04 to play in the fourth quarter. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland. There was a video review during that break, Wes, and you were down to get the explanation on what that was about.
Yeah, I went down to talk to the officials. It looks like they were looking to see if that was an intentional foul. Stoller took both hands around the waist to keep B from launching off of the floor. They did not upgrade it to an intentional. They did leave it as a common foul.
And it did come before Veronica was in the act of shooting. So Morehead State will inbound baseline left. Novick to trigger as we resume with 7:04 to play. Inbounds to King. She'll give it back to Novick, who will dribble back out top between the circles. Bounce pass, right point to Haley Rhodes. Drives into the lane, hesitates, puts it up. She's fouled. Shot won't go, but Haley gets more freebies.
To finish that thought on the other foul, though, which in my opinion, which we all know what that is worth, that would be reason for a continuation foul on that one, right? I mean, if she is on the way to the goal, two hands holding her on the ground, I would expect shots.
First free throw hung on the rim, but would not fall. Haley now 2 of 5 from the stripe tonight. One more to come here. It's airborne, and it's good.
That first one almost stayed on the rim.
It sure did.
They almost had to get a ladder.
Soderlund out, Barnes in for Morehead State. And the Eagles will extend the defensive pressure to full court this time. Novick guarding Sheehan man-to-man. Almost came away with the steal, but Sheehan gets it across midcourt. Floats to the right. Takes it to the baseline. Drives to the hoop. Misses the layup. King there to clear the boards. Gets it to Novick the other way. Crossover dribble against Sheehan, but Sheehan handles it well. Novick backs it outside the arc. Now around a King screen, and a reach-in foul coming on SIUE.
That'll go on Sylvie. That is her fourth personal and the fourth of the quarter on the Cougars. And Hallie Smith will check back in now. Smith with three personals.
And again, 6.5 minutes, four fouls for the team. That's a big deal.
Novick with the basketball. Bounce pass, right elbow to Haley Rhodes. Kicks it to Barnes, and she travels as she started to penetrate off the angle. Good call.
Man, Barnes has a shot out there. I'm not sure why she didn't just put that one up.
Skyler 0 for tonight, 0 for 2 overall, 0 for 1 from long range. Does have 2 points all from the stripe.
Here is where they will win or lose this game. It's on the defensive end of this team.
Lazaria Williams around a high screen, picked up on the switch by Barnes. Missed as she got the penetration. Hallie Smith with the offensive rebound. The putback will go, and she is fouled. So an and one possibility here. And I believe that's on Blessing King, and if so, that's her fourth personal. It is. With 6 minutes to go, that could loom large. Michaela Hall will replace King, and Skylar Barnes back to the bench as well as Soderlund comes back onto the floor.
Second half for the Eagles has already not been a rebounding clinic. When you see Blessing King go to the bench, that's scary.
Allie Smith completes the and one. And pulls the Cougars back to within three, 60-57 with just under 6 minutes to play. Charles, left wing to Novick, down to Hall on the left baseline. Backs it in against Williams, double teamed by Hallie Smith, and a travel on Hall.
Didn't even have to look at it. That was definitely a travel.
Arrowhead State now with 15 turnovers. SIUE taking much better care of the basketball here in the second half. They had 9 turnovers at halftime, only one since. Sheehan crosses the division line, gets it out top to Williams, standing in the Eagle beak. Now to Hallie Smith, top of the key. Got it to Williams, flashing in from the left side, misses the layup, got her own miss, puts it back up. It won't go, but she will go to the foul line. And it's Veronica Charles. Will pick up her third personal foul.
I get a small piece of redemption on this one, Tom, because we have seen SIUE really take over in this fourth quarter. They've got it down to 3 points, and guess what their extra possession number is?
Tell me.
It's plus six. Plus six in the second half. They've got 5 fewer turnovers and 2 more offensive rebounds.
Williams, high arcing free throw, rolls around and falls. And it's a 2-point game. The junior out of Springfield, Illinois, will try to cut it to 1 with the second free throw. Knuckleball right through. 60-59, the Morehead State lead and the basketball. Novick passes to Charles on the left wing. Takes it into the lane, kicks it to Hall. Jumper left baseline, got it from about 12 feet.
That's a couple of those long baseline jumpers for Michaela tonight.
3-point Eagle lead, 62-59. As we tick down near the 5-minute mark in the final quarter. Sheehan out to Williams, just outside the center circle. Got it to Smith. And a 3-point try, no good. Rattles in and out. That was Sheehan from the left side. Morehead State rebound quickly ahead. Soderlund out top to Hall, around to Veronica Charles on the left wing. Guarded by Galuza on the perimeter. Charles streaks by her, lays it up off the window. No good. Fight for the rebound, and coming away with it is SIUE. And that's Sophie Lois. Lois with 21 points, dribbling the basketball out high left.
Watch this high screen from Smith.
Yep, got it. Now she'll try the 3-pointer. Air ball too strong. And Novick right there for the rebound for Morehead State. Novick now with 7 rebounds in this game. To Charles on the right wing, keeps her dribble. She will slowly walk it back out near the center circle. 15 to shoot as she passes to Novick at the right hash just in front of the Morehead State bench. Novick drives the lane, scoop shot, left hand, no good, but she's fouled and she'll get freebies.
That's really the first time we've probably seen Katie get to the rim tonight, yeah. Which is unusual for her. She has a great first step.
Williams called with the personal foul down low. And Novick will go to the line. Katie on the night, 7 points, her first free throws of the game. She has struggled of late from the stripe. First one up here, rolls and goes.
Hey, you wonder if the analytics people at this point would tell you to do a hack a king strategy for the next little bit.
Maybe. Novick too strong with the second free throw. The floor rebound tracked down near side by Stoller. She'll give the ball up to Sheehan to work it across midcourt against Soderlund, left side. Dribbles down the left sideline and now backs it back up the arc. Entry pass to Smith. Deflected away, and a whistle and a foul. Let's see who this goes against.
Novick's telling her teammates that's shooting.
That's going to go against Smith. Number four on her. Honestly, I did not see what happened there, Wes.
I didn't either, but they definitely gave the foul to Smith, and we're taking the ball inbounds. That was certainly a foul, right? Another.
Yeah, it was a foul. And it's showing up on the stat sheet now as a foul. So SIUE, who started this quarter on fire, have now missed 7 of their last 8 field goal tries. Morehead State with the ball. Barnes, right side, penetrates, pull-up jumper, 15 feet, no good. She goes to the floor, no call, but Haley Rhodes, the offensive rebound. Now Charles with it. Stop and pop from the free throw line, off the neck of the iron, no. And the rebound to Stoller. She'll give the ball up to Sheehan, and she'll work it across the division line. Guarded by Haley Rhodes, comes around a screen, gives it to Sylvie on the right wing, takes it back to the top of the key, passes to Sheehan, high right. Rotates along the arc, hands it off to Smith on the left wing. Pass to Sylvie with 8 to shoot. Now to Stoller, top of the key, working against Charles, gets around her, puts it up, floater no good, got her own miss, she'll lay it back up and through. Breakdown down low for Morehead State on the rebounding there. And it's 63-61 Morehead State as McBride crosses midcourt and marks the left side of the floor. Comes around a Haley Rhodes screen. Kicks it right wing to Barnes. Jab step. Now penetrates to the right elbow. Kicks it out to Haley Rhodes. To Charles. Drives the angle. Tried to put it up. Has the shot blocked out of bounds. Charles to the deck hard. No call. But Morehead State will keep it.
They are calling it out on SIUE. Good. That could have been tough.
Yeah.
That would have been a big change.
Soderlund checking back in as Barnes will go to the bench for Morehead State. 6 on the shot clock as Novick will trigger the inbound baseline near side. And into Charles on the left wing. 3 to shoot as Charles takes it into the lane. Floater too strong off the back of the iron, but Morehead State another offensive rebound. It's Novick out to Soderlund. Novick comes out to take it between the rings.
Great closeout by Stoller on Tilly right there.
And Charles will float to the left to Soderlund, right back to Charles. 6 to shoot. Charles drives right side of the lane. Bunny hop into the lane. Up and under move. Got the basket, and it's 65-61 Eagles. On the other end, Sylvie, right wing with the basketball. Out top to Stoller. 1:37 to play in the fourth quarter. Stoller guarded by Charles. Gets it out to Smith straight away. Hands it off to Sheehan. Around a Smith screen, drives the lane, scoops it up and through. And back to a 2-point Morehead State lead. Eagles with the basketball. Charles will split the center circle. Floats to the left now. Eagles being very deliberate in the half-court offense right now. Charles far corner to Novick, catch and shoot 3, air ball. Rhodes almost had the backside rebound, but it's deflected away from her, and Sheehan has it. SIUE an opportunity to tie or take the lead as Sheehan crosses midcourt.
That is a freshman mistake by Novick right now. Not the contested shot you want to take in that situation.
Lois around a screen, pull-up jumper, left elbow extended, too short, but
Sylvie, an offensive rebound. 42 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Sylvie with the basketball between the rings, gives it to Smith at the top of the key. Guarded by King, and a timeout called by the SIUE bench. 30-second timeout, 34.6 seconds to play, 8 seconds to shoot. SIUE down 65-63, Wes.
You're going to say we're going to keep it right here, right?
We're going to keep
it
right
good.
Here.
Okay, good. I say you better, we cannot throw that with a commercial. I'll tell you, an interesting little nuance to watch on this next play, Tom. Smith, not only is that foul making her timid a little bit on defense, it's also making her timid on the screen. What has made them really effective from the outside tonight is that big body up there taking the contact on the defender and creating that space to get those open shots for Lois, for Stoller, for the rest of the team. And she is now going really soft into those screens, being really worried about that fifth foul. Just doing her best not to pick it up. And it's making it harder for them to get space.
Eagles have led 35 minutes, 15 seconds of this game. SIUE only 2:42, but the Cougars with the ball down two here. Lois kicks it far side. Sylvie, three-pointer, too strong off the back of the iron. And King, the rebound for Morehead State, gets it to Charles, and she is immediately fouled and will go to the line.
Boy, I don't care what her free throw percentage is. There's nobody I would rather want at the line right now than be Charles.
Yep.
There is ice running through that girl's veins.
She's one of two from the stripe tonight, but on the year, nearly an 81% free throw shooter. These are big. Two-point lead. If Lee can make both of these, it's a two-score game.
I'd be surprised if we didn't see some offense-defensive substitutions in here at the moment.
Veronica, first one up, got it. Three-point Eagle lead, 26 seconds to go.
That was big, but this one's bigger.
Charles now with 14 points tonight, 5 assists. Second one up, got it. And a whistle and a timeout on the floor. SIUE calls it. Full timeout. We will step out for 1 minute. We'll take a 1 minute break and then come back at 67-63, Morehead State over SIUE on the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
SIUE advances the ball into the front court coming out of the timeout. They'll inbound from the near sideline. Sheehan to Trigger. Bounce pass. Excuse me, that was Galuza triggering into Sheehan. Underneath to Smith. Puts it up and through. And it's a two-point game with 20.6 seconds to go. Inbounds comes to Novick. She's immediately fouled by Sheehan. And so Katie Novick will go to the free throw line.
And they got right back at it as soon as we came in, so I didn't get a chance to say anything. But, yeah, right there, you didn't have to have the three with that much time, 20 yeah. seconds on there. And they did. They took a really easy two, almost uncontested by Smith yeah. on that one.
Smith now with 9 points on the night. Novick, 8 points. She's one of two from the stripe this evening. She also has 8 rebounds. First free throw, off the back of the iron, no. So the lead stays at two for Morehead State. Novick, one more freebie.
It's in the air. It rattles in and out. Rebound by Lois. She'll work it across midcourt herself. Picked up by Haley Rhodes. 11 to shoot. And in the quarter, Lois to Stoller underneath to Hallie Smith, who was wide open. Couldn't get the layup to go, but Morehead State's Katie Novick came in to try to defend and fouled Smith, who will go to the line for two freebies.
I would say it's the right call, but that was a late, late whistle on that one. It's like they waited to see if it was going in or not.
It's two straight trips where the Cougars have looked for Smith down low and got it to her relatively easily. Smith on the year, a 79% free throw shooter. First one is up, it's good, and it's a one-point game.
And she makes this one, expect an immediate timeout by Coach Petrie.
Second one in the air, rattles off, no good. Blessing King the rebound. Tried to get it to Skylar Barnes, but Morehead State called a timeout. Smartly.
Yep.
Blessing King was not the person you wanted to see going to the free throw line. Kayla Petrie immediately recognized and called the timeout before the Cougars could foul her.
And we're seeing Paris go to the scorer table. Here's where you're going to get that offensive defensive substitution. Get all your free throw shooters on the floor. Set up a play, because now you get to choose who gets the ball.
Exactly.
And who ends up at the free throw line.
And with the timeout, the Eagles also get to advance the ball into the front court to inbound. So you don't have to worry about that full court pressure and the ball being down so close to the Cougar basket.
And this ball, Tom, this ball has to go to Paris McBride or V. Charles.
Yeah.
Right? You've got to run this play to spring one of them open, even if it takes every other body on the floor to get them that space. Because you want one of those two at the line.
McBride at Tennessee Tech in the Eagles' last outing. Didn't play a lot of minutes, but she hit 5 of 6 big free throws down the stretch to help ice that game. She and Charles on the floor. Haley Rhodes to trigger the inbound. Also out there for the Eagles, Novick.
They only have four.
Yeah, Barnes was slow to come back out.
I don't think she expected to be out from that look on her face.
Haley Rhodes now with the basketball. Williams face guarding her. She gets it into Novick, wide open underneath. Lays it up, no good. Barnes the rebound.
Oh.
And what is the call? There is a whistle and I believe a foul, but we'll see how this goes.
Boy, that's one they may need to go look at, Tom.
Yep. The foul will go against Stoller of SIUE. That's her third. It was a hard foul, but I'm not sure if they're going to take a closer look at this on the monitor or not.
It doesn't look so. I mean, Skylar went down holding her head as well. I mean, it looked like there was potentially some contact there.
1.4 seconds to play. Barnes, 2 free throws. The first one is good, and it makes it a 2-point Eagle advantage. 1.4 seconds on the game clock as Barnes will take one more free throw.
And no timeouts left for SIUE.
Second one rattles and falls. Stoller will inbound. Morehead State extending the defensive pressure. Stoller throws it down court. Morehead State deflects it out of bounds. It was King and McBride there. Knocked it out of bounds at the SIUE bench.
Yep.
A second came off of the clock. They may take a look and potentially put a little bit of time back on. It was 1.4 seconds, now 0.4.
Even at 0.4, that's the legal time for a catch and shoot.
Yeah.
Now, you can't catch, turn, and shoot, right? I mean, it would have to be basically a catch in the process of a shot, but that is a legal time to get a shot off.
Eagles defended that well.
But that That would have looked and felt a whole lot different if there was another timeout sitting in Coach Smith's belt over there.
Oh, Katie Novick had a chance to hit the bucket, missed the layup, but Barnes was right there for the cleanup with the offensive rebound.
Boy, I'm glad she accidentally ended up on the floor now after that timeout. that was a big deal.
And they have put an extra half second on the clock, so 0.9 seconds to play. And SIUE will inbound right at their bench at the hash on the far side. It will be Stoller inbounding the ball. Blessing King face guarding her. Stoller into Lois. Fires it up. Air ball. Ball game over. Morehead State survives 69-66 to complete the season series sweep over the Cougars of SIU Edwardsville in OVC women's basketball action tonight. We'll take a break and come back with our postgame after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN Events and iHeartRadio, Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale, all backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Doozy of the ball game to start tonight's doubleheader at Johnson Arena as Morehead State's women hold off a feisty SIUE Cougar bunch. 69-66, the final score, joined now by MSU coach Kayla Petrie. Kayla, you had the double-digit lead after three quarters, and then SIUE decided they were going to heat back up for a little while there and make things interesting down the stretch.
No such thing as an ugly win, though.
Nope.
But what a great game by Stoller for them, you know, coming off
concussion
whatever,
protocol.
Yeah, whatever injury she had, you know, to come off and had 21 points, big time for her. And then, 24 had 21 points. And, Ava. Can we start over? Golly.
In three, two, one, go.
Ava, coming off concussion protocol, had 16 points. 24, Sophie, she had the 21. But both of them were great tonight, made shots. And it wasn't from a lack of attention by us. They free up and they have enough players that if you go double team, they're going to pass it out and they're going to get open looks.
Another one of those efforts tonight where who's going to step up? And it seems like with this team, you never know. Veronica Charles, another big night. But Matilda Soderlund in that first half came up huge, ended up with 4 3-pointers, I think all in the first half, and 14
points. She had 14 at the half. If she doesn't make those shots, we don't win. I mean, obviously. But we were minus 7 in the fourth quarter. something that I don't like. I'm not proud of. I try to pride ourselves on our defense. But, you know, we had two quarters with 14 points, giving up 10 and 21. You know, I think our depth in terms of numbers should be better than theirs. And we just got outplayed, got outgassed, and I thought we looked tired. I'm not really sure why. Like, it just looked like we were in slow motion a little bit. When we got out and ran, it was a thing of beauty.
Yep.
But we didn't do it very often.
I guess looking big picture, you know, I know you're trying to take this round by round, this 18-round OVC fight, but depending on how things shake out elsewhere around the conference tonight, you could finish the night back in a tie for second place. And, you know, you're on the backstretch, so that's a pretty good place to be. I know, a lot of basketball.
There's a lot of basketball left to play, as someone told me before the game.
Little inside joke. We won't go any further with
little
that.
Little joke. But, funny haha.
Yeah, one of those that may have gotten you fired up just a little bit. It worked. 69-66.
Happy to sneak out of here with a win.
Yeah,
I'm not
absolutely.
I don't want to make light of it. I'm not real sure that we deserve to win. You know, there were critical times when we gave up offensive rebounds, when we needed to get stops, offensive rebound for three, and then, you know, go down and turn it over or have a charge or something. And that's we're going to have those growing pains, but you can never be mad after a win. It's
no.
A rule. Doesn't matter. Coaches included. I tell them, you know, we don't pout. We don't. It's next play mentality. So there's a lot of things that I know that film's going to aggravate me on tomorrow. But I won't watch it till Sunday. We'll be prepping for Eastern Illinois. But happy to get by with the win and moving on to the next, right?
Yep.
And all right.
Building a program. Here we are on February the 8th. You've already
topped. Surpassed. I wish you would have brought
last
it up.
Year's,
I mean, yeah.
Last
12
year's
wins.
Yep.
It's been a while, I believe, since Morehead State's had 12 wins.
It has been. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Coach Kayla Petrie back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
State's women with a 69-66 victory over SIU Edwardsville tonight in OVC women's basketball action. The men of both of those same two programs on the floor warming up for tonight's second half of our twin bill at Johnson Arena on Blue Out Night. If you're in the area, still time to get down here. The men won't tip off until about 9 o'clock, so at about an hour until tip time for that game. Let's talk a little bit more about this one. Going to wrap up our coverage of the women's action. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland. And
Wes, it was not easy down the stretch, but Morehead State able to get it done.
Yeah, you know, I'd say a lot of our listeners will remember the Cardiac Cats of years ago, right? Maybe this is the Excedrin Eagles, because I feel like every time we're in one of these nail-biters in a game when it probably shouldn't be. Yeah, this was a story of two halves. And frankly, first quarter, MSU, 25 points. Guess what? Second half, 28. Two quarters of 14 points back-to-back, and they allowed 21 in the fourth. Again, that was the big problem, was the defense. I just felt like they let a little bit off the pressure. They got a little comfortable until they weren't comfortable. And then it became a little bit of a panic. But yeah, negative three extra possessions for MSU. Still won the game. They shot a little bit better. Possessions were actually pretty close. They did not control the tempo. SIUE definitely controlled that tempo and got a lot of what they wanted to get today, frankly, Tom. So kudos to them. They came in here, but I'm sure glad they're leaving with an L.
Yeah, yeah. Let's take a look at some of your final numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. SIUE, 22 of 63 from the floor, 35%. 10 of 27 from the arc, 37%. And 12 of 16 from the free throw line. The Eagles, 24 of 55 overall, 43.6%, 7 of 20 from long range, 35%, and 14 of 22 from the free throw line, 63.6%. Rebounding, Morehead State, 44 to 32 with that advantage. Turnovers, 11 by SIUE, Morehead State with 15. Individually, SIUE was led in scoring tonight by Sophie Lois with 21 points. She was 5 of 11 from three-point range. 16 points for Ava Stoller and 10 for Hallie Smith to go with 8 rebounds. 6 points for Lazaria Williams, 5 for Macy Sylvie, and 3 for Ava Galuza. Also 5 points for Molly Sheehan. For Morehead State, it was again Veronica Charles leading the way with 16 points. 14 for Matilda Soderlund, all in the first half. She was 4 of 7 from three-point range. And a dozen points for Haley Rhodes to go with 6 rebounds. 7 points for Blessing King to go with 11 boards. 6 points for Michaela Hall. 4 points for Skylar Barnes. And 2 for Melissa Secchiaroli. Again, your final score, 69-66, Morehead State over SIU Edwardsville. We'll take one more break and come back and wrap up our women's coverage right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our 5 banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
69-66, Morehead State over SIU Edwardsville in the women's half of tonight's OVC basketball twin bill at Johnson Arena. With the victory, Morehead State improves to 12-10 overall, surpassing last year's win total already, and we've still got a lot of basketball to play this year. 7-4 in conference play, and Eagles among the top teams in the OVC in the standings at this point. SIUE 4-20 overall, and the Cougars fall to 1-10 in conference action. Again, don't forget the Morehead State men in action in about an hour here at Johnson Arena, taking on SIUE. Chuck Moraz and Drew Barnett will have the call for you here on the ESN. And then both the women and men back in action here at Johnson Arena on Saturday. Women will tip off against Eastern Illinois at 1 o'clock, pregame at about 12:45.
And the men will tip off around 3:30 on Saturday against the Panthers. For my partner Wes Holland and our studio engineer and producer Ian Corbin, I'm Tom Lewis. Again, your final score, 69-66. Morehead State's women knock off SIU Edwardsville. Thanks for listening here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pond, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.